Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Tuesday on the Brett Mega Show, we are a week away from Christmas.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Week away from Santa waking up Christmas morning.
Yeah, this is a week away from Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, right?
Yes, yeah. Right.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that this year has flown by and a week away from Christmas Eve and things like that. Hannah, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. What did I even do? I actually got a really good workout in, which is good for me because I feel like I've been slacking lately. So I was proud of myself to do both lift and cardio yesterday.
Nice.
Good for you.
How was your day, Kevin? Get a good workout in?
Yeah, no. I did not. My daughter did. Her friends are back from college. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's so funny. They all want to go to the gym and they want to try to lose some of that freshman 15. So that's their. Mm.
That's what they're doing?
That's their big thing.
All right. That's
so
fun.
I know my daughter Kennedy's waking up right now going, I'm so sore.
So sore.
She was complaining after, like right after. And they only like were doing, I don't know, running or whatever. But
she
felt it already. So, but no, not me. I just kind of was like, okay, I will just walk the dog. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I can't say I got a good workout in, but I got a good nap in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's that.
Yeah. We are officially completely done with our Christmas shopping.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Congrats.
And this is the first year ever, guys, that I don't know a single present.
Are you kidding?
I'm honestly proud of it. I was telling my wife this. Because of all the chaos we have going on, I said, usually my wife like does all the ordering, but like we'll go through the Amazon before she hits either sent or she'll had already sent it and then just go through the like most recent orders. And the reason I know that we're done is AB actually had texted me and said, hey, can you look in your Amazon order? Because we are granting a Christmas wish. Someone's going to come into the show later this week and we're going to surprise them with Christmas gifts and they're going to open them up on the air. And it's this lady who's fostering two kids right now. And I was like, oh yeah, let me see if their gift came. And I was like, man, we got a lot of Christmas gifts all taken care of already.
Yeah.
And so I asked Katie and she's like, yeah, we officially ended yesterday. But in my defense, I'm the one handling all of the housing situation I'm living in right now.
Yep.
My basement is flooded, so I'm coordinating stuff with foundation people, flooring people, painting people, towing people because my car got broken into. So I'm like dealing with all of that stuff, which is not fun. And I realize I don't know a single gift. Like I'm literally that meme when like they, you know, that meme where they have like that like person, like the mom holding a cup and dad's like super mm-hmm. surprised when kids open up the gift and mom like already knows what it is. That's going to be me with every single human in my life. Like, whoa, you got that? And my wife's going to be like, yeah, we bought it for them. Like, oh, yeah.
You're going to be just as surprised as your kids.
Yeah. Just as everyone. Literally any person who walks in my house and opens up a gift, I want you to know if you are out there listening. Aunts and uncles, my dad, I have no idea what you're about to open up, and I'm very excited to see it.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So just a day before Taylor Swift's birthday last week, she actually was in Kansas City and visited Children's Mercy Kansas City Hospital to surprise a very young fan who was a patient. So she met various patients, but one of them was extra special with her. It was about to be her special birthday as well, and she actually gifted a little girl a $600 Dyson Airwrap for Christmas. And
whoa.
If you know a Dyson Airwrap is like, people don't even put it on their list because they're like so crazy. It's a hair dryer styling tool. So to like only get that and then to meet Taylor Swift on top of it is just crazy. But I love how no matter how big Taylor Swift gets, you know, she's a billionaire. She's the biggest star on the planet. She still makes time to like slam on the brakes, slow down and go to communities, go locally, go into hospitals and just make her patients and her fans feel so special.
Well, and I think she was like a Chiefs fan too. So like, I think it's like she was a Chiefs fan. So it just shows you that she's tied into what her boyfriend's interests are. Like, hey, like I am Taylor Swift and I'm going to help community, but I'm not helping my listeners and people who listen to me because everyone's just a Taylor Swift fan. But this is someone who is connected to the team. And it's like, I just fully committed to what her boyfriend's team is doing and bought on board to the Chiefs. And everyone who hates her involvement with the Chiefs can suck it because it just helps.
Right.
The team. exactly. It helps people. It helps the community. So really cool story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower. All right, we're super excited to tell you about this event that's happening here tonight, actually, in town with Barcelona. Carl from Barcelona is going to come here and tell us a little about Sushi and Tapas, which is like a pop-up holiday experience and fun event that you have going on tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. So the last 20 years or so, I've been privy to having a Spanish tapas restaurant. So
which is always so much fun. Going to tapas with friends is just the ultimate way to mingle, eat food, and have like something that's just fun with social life.
And the only way to do it is to order everything on the menu.
Yeah, that's how you do tapas. Yes, exactly.
You have to do it that way.
But you guys are mixing it up for tonight, though, huh?
We're mixing it up for tonight. So we have 5 tickets available, and we have a link in our bio. So it's a Barcelona Tapas STL on IG.
Cool.
$50, and you get pretty much a nice portion of sushi and tapas. And if you guys want to mention the show, I can throw in some sangria on the house.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
Explain the sushi.
The Brett Mega Show. I'm sorry, I wanted some sangria.
Shoot, I want
and
sangria.
And I will say, the sangria there is absolutely phenomenal. It really is insane.
So explain the connection, though, because tapas and sushi, I feel like, are two different kind of vibes and two different energies. So explain the partnership with the sushi pop-up experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess one of the beautiful things about being in the hospitality industry is you develop really cool connections along the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of my good friends is a sushi grade chef, Eric Heckman. He also does catering on the side. So he and I just came up with an idea. We both like each other's food. And he's like, how about we just do for the holidays some sushi and some tapas at your place, sell the event out, and let's have some fun.
I love it because those two foods are a little bit different, right? Like you have this like Latin and heritage vibe with the tapas and then sushi. But one of the biggest things is the social components of both of them. When you go out and mingle with your friends and get a holiday drink, sometimes you go out and do sushi or you go out and do tapas, and then having both of them encompass in this like week before Christmas is this perfect experience where you get to have fun, eat delicious food, and catch up with friends. Mm-hmm. And that's what the holidays are all about.
Absolutely.
And if you know Carl too, Carl sets a vibe when you're in his restaurant. The guy knows how to take care of his people. So, I mean, every time you go into Barcelona, you're in for a good experience.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, Alex and I have definitely had a few events at Barcelona and,
and a lot of sangria.
A lot of sangria.
All right, if you're looking for to do something fun for the holidays and you're trying to like meet up with friends today, like, oh, let's go grab a drink, just honestly go to Barcelona. Give your Instagram one more time because the link's in the bio.
The link's in the bio, absolutely, yeah. So it's Barcelona Tapas STL.
Barcelona Tapas STL, all one word. Grab tickets. There's only 5 tickets left available right now, where for $50 you can eat some delicious food, drink some sangria, and catch up with friends, and it marries two of the best things together, sushi and tapas, for one night only at Barcelona. Cool. Carl, thanks for coming in, man.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk about two iconic Christmas movies. In the, like, kind of funny, fun realm. Not, like, sentimental, sweet, or romantic Hallmark. Go back to a small town. Walk in a small town and change your life movie. But, like, the Santa Claus versus Elf.
Mm.
Which is the better fun / funny Christmas movie?
Without any hesitation in my heart or soul, I'm going with Elf.
Really?
I don't even know that I've ever even fully watched the movie The Santa Claus. That's just not my thing. Well,
you don't
it was
like
with
Santa?
Tim Allen in it, right? Yes.
Yeah.
You don't like Santa?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's not my thing.
Wow.
Gosh, that's tough. They're both good. You know, we know why there won't be a sequel to Elf, because apparently Will Ferrell, as much as he's iconic with that, doesn't like doing sequels and doesn't...
Yeah, he only did like one or two, whatever, he did Anchorman 2 or whatever.
Because the Santa Claus, I mean, they had so many...
3 of them and then a series.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of like, I mean,
Elf is so good, it just is good with the one.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think Elf is so good, it's just good with the one. I'm going to say Elf as well.
I mean, I don't hate Elf. I just have seen it so many times that I'm over it. Like, I can't watch it anymore. So I have to go with the Santa Claus.
Me too. I think the second one. The second one.
My family loves the second one.
You love a good love story, huh? Because the Santa's looking for like a bride at that point. Yeah. He's looking for a Mrs. Claus.
I like the third one because that's Jack Frost.
That was when it gets weird.
The third one's good too.
I know.
They're all good.
I think Santa Claus is without... it's so, for some reason, Elf gets so much love, and I think it's because there's so many funny, quotable movie, like, lines. But, like, I honestly
I get it. It just gets old.
Yeah, I honestly think it, like, it is a little tiresome, and I think it's a little overrated. Like, people are obsessed with it. But then you think about it, like, like, it's just got a couple of funny, like, laugh-out-loud moments. But the Santa Claus,
buddy.
I'm locked in on this journey that Tim Allen goes through from 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Like, and even the series, at least the first season of that series was really good. We watched the first season. I think there was a second one.
I forgot that happened. Yeah.
And it was actually really good. I love the Santa Claus. That's my win.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kayleen, how are you?
I'm great.
Are you ready to play Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's have some fun. Let's do this. Hannah, you leave the room. Get on out of here so I can ask Kayleen some questions.
Bye-bye, Hannah.
Bye-bye. Five pop culture questions coming your way, Kayleen. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same questions. When she's outside the room, she can't hear the answers, and you're going to give me all the answers. I'm feeling it, okay?
Okay.
Which Western series just had their series finale? Big-time Western, a lot of spinoffs, used to star Kevin Costner.
It's a modern Western, by the way. It's not the old West.
Yellowstone.
Yes. Who made a surprise appearance on SNL when Chris Rock was hosting? Any guesses?
Adam Sandler.
Okay, Adam Sandler. In the early 2000s sitcom, it's coming back to Disney Plus. This early 2000s sitcom is coming back to Disney Plus for 4 episodes starring Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz. That one, I don't know.
No? Okay. what did Frosty the Snowman do when a magic hat was placed on his head?
He began to dance around.
There you go. All right. And then this quote, "You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa," is a quote from what holiday movie?
You smell like beef and cheese.
Yep. You don't smell like Santa.
From Buddy the Elf?
Yeah, yes! From Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Kaylee, wow. Be honest with me. Did you Google any of those questions?
No, not one.
Okay. I don't know if I believe you or not, and I don't care. All right. We are one song away from finding out if Hannah needs
to. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the room. Kayleen just got done answering 5 pop culture questions all on her own. She didn't have any help whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So all don't worry about what Kayleen was doing to answer the questions, okay? She may or may not have been using this guy named Google.
Or Jeeves.
Jeeves. All right, so I'm gonna ask you the same 5 questions that Kayleen typed into Google.
Are you kidding? Guys, not okay.
And she
there
got
was at least 2 she did.
But that's okay.
Well, there was 1 she did, but she still couldn't find the right one.
4 out of 5. All right, Kayleen, we got this. I'm cheering for Kayleen, so I don't care.
4 out of 5?
4 out of 5.
They were hard.
Mm-hmm. All right, this modern Western series just had their series finale.
Yellowstone.
Yes. Who made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live when Chris Rock was hosting?
Adam Sandler.
This early 2000 sitcom is coming back to Disney Plus for 4 episodes starring Frankie Muniz.
See, this is where Google would be helpful for me, but
it didn't actually. This is the one. Yeah, this is the one she missed. Yeah. Google didn't know this. Yeah.
It also starred Bryan Cranston.
That'll help, Kevin.
That's the real
He
hint
was
there.
Frankie's dad.
I still don't think Hannah's got this one.
Frankie's dad. Yeah, no idea.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Never would have gotten that.
Okay. So now you got to hit these last 2. Christmas related. What did Frosty the Snowman do when a magic hat was placed on his head?
Frosty the Snowman. Does it say
Oh my goodness, Hannah.
he turned magic?
He began to dance around.
Which is magical.
No. And then, do you know this quote? You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa. It's from what movie?
Elf. Yes.
3 out of 5.
What?
Kayleen and Google, take down Santa. Oh, or take down Hannah. All right, Kayleen, you get the win. Hannah, you got to say it.
I'm really mad about this loss. I'm very upset. This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Kayleen.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So if you've been busy and you're like, doing all my Christmas shopping, I don't have time to see what's trending, what are people talking about, I'll look at the internet for you, read off some headlines, and Hannah tells me which ones you think will be interesting. 2 minutes on the clock, because we know life is busy. Like, if you get a gift you dislike, these are the go-to responses if you hate a gift.
Ooh, this should be helpful.
Number 4, you shouldn't have. Classic. Really, really shouldn't have. Number 3, I really appreciate this. I do. I don't know what to do with it, but I appreciate it. Number 2, I love it, which is a straight lie.
Right.
Number 2 answers say straight up lie to people. And number 1 is probably the best. Thank you for thinking of me.
That's the best, for sure.
Worst gift ever, but thank you for thinking
of
me.
Or you just trade it with Kevin, right? Yes. From the person that gave it to you.
Because I gave Hannah a gift and she didn't even like it. Mm-hmm. What did Americans say about 2024?
Yeah, I don't want to know. Keep moving.
All right. You'll never know how many people said this was the best year ever. Women gives key to living to 110 years old.
Keep moving.
All right, it was drink beer, but whatever. Hot Dr. Pepper is trending for the holidays.
Hot?
Yeah, so I guess this has apparently been around for a long time. It's a retro recipe that people are bringing it back. You pour a bunch of Dr. Pepper in a crock pot, squirt some lemon in there, and let it heat up, and they say it's like a delicious beverage, kind of fun for the holidays.
I feel like that could, like, cure your flu or something.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Hot nerd names that are the latest baby name trend.
Okay.
So, yeah. For popular boy names, these are what's trending. They say these are hot nerd names. Dexter, Kelvin, Clark, Spencer are all hot dude names.
You know, I never really thought of a nerd name, but those all definitely check out as nerd names.
And then the other popular names on the women's side, Amelia, Betty, Penny, all very popular nerdy names on the women's side, and they're growing in popularity. I do think they're cute. Do you have to give your boss a holiday present?
Ooh, do we?
According to etiquette experts, the answer is no.
Woo!
Gifts should be handed up in the workforce, so you should not, are down. So bosses should hand out their employees' gifts, but you don't have to give your boss a gift. That's how the gift is.
All right.
Right.
So bosses.
JR, where is my gift?
Yeah, we're expecting a gift here.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, so Megamind question of the day is 32% of men don't know how to do this.
I'm going to say that they don't know how to, like, properly cut the grass.
Properly take care of that lawn, all right?
Uh-huh.
I know it's the holiday season. I'm going to say wrap gifts.
Wrap
that's
gifts.
A good one.
And maybe
good
that's
one.
Too low. Maybe more men don't know how to do that, but I'm going to say that.
More men don't have a clue.
Right.
So I asked this in my family group chat, and people started going off. One of my sisters said, read. My other sister said, be hygienic and use their brain.
Wow.
Be a normal human being.
Tell us what you really think of us, man.
Wow.
I think I'm going to just go with cook.
You don't want to go with be a normal human being?
Yeah,
wow.
Well,
yeah.
I will say this, including AB's family, somebody got it correct.
Ooh.
What?
So including AB's family, it's either be hygienic, be a normal person,
read.
cook, wrap presents, attend to the lawn. One person got it correct. That answer's coming her way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Got the answer for the Mega Mind question of the day. 32% of men don't know how to do this. I said someone in the room or in AB's family's group chat who just went off on all the things that men can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Really opened up some wounds for AB's family.
Yeah, they've been hurt badly, apparently.
Yeah, they started the He-Man men-hating club over there AB's family. But it wasn't actually anyone in the man-hating family.
Oh, no, they're going to be mad.
I know. It was Kevin. 32% of a third of men do not know how to wrap gifts.
Wow.
Right here. Worst gift wrap ever.
I know how to wrap them. I have a particular set of skills.
You are very good.
That is very good.
I do not know how to wrap a present.
I don't either.
Really?
I will find your gift. I will wrap it, and I will bring it to you.
This is a man who knows how to do all the things.
No.
Mega Minds.
We're going to look back on 2024 and just think about some of the biggest and favorite moments that we had on the show, because we have spared and spent so much time together. It's always good at the end of the year to just kind of reflect, like, man, what a crazy hell of a year that it's been. And so each of us has picked out a different segment to replay back to you, be like, oh my God, do you remember when we did this? Because so many things happened on the show that you almost forget that they happened. And so I went yesterday, picked out my favorite thing that we did is when we all collected Valentine's together and then brought them to senior living facilities. Hannah's picked out her favorite moment of 2024.
Yeah, so this year has definitely been crazy for me. There's been so much that's happened in my life and in the show that it was honestly really hard for me to just pick one thing. And I landed on this one, and it was when I met Riley Green and went through that whole era of being deeply obsessed with Riley Green and what I was going to do when I met him, what I was going to do after I met him, and that whole saga of life.
So if you miss what it was like when Hannah and Riley Green were face to face together, here it is for you.
We were backstage. It was early in the morning. We see Riley Green's tour bus pull up, and all of a sudden I look over and I see Riley Green hauling lawn chairs out of his own tour bus and setting them up. And my heart literally dropped because I thought the chance to meet Riley wouldn't be until like 7:30 that night. So I was seriously had the breath taken out of me that he was already there that early and I was that close to him.
What did you say to him then?
Nothing.
So
I was
there's
shocked.
All this freaking buildup to see Riley Green. You get backstage with them and you said literally zero words.
Okay,
you're messing with
I
us.
I told you I was surprised that he was there. So I truly had no words. But he, guys, when I say he was standing right next to me, he was literally standing directly
closer.
Next to me.
And you said no words? Alex
was trying to hook it up.
Did you tell him to say anything?
Well, I mean, he is a great-looking guy in person. I mean,
he did look like he didn't know how to get sleeves on his shirt. Like, yeah. This dude is just jacked. Yeah.
No, Alex, when I say Alex was trying to hook it up, I mean Alex was trying to be like, Hannah, do you want to ask him for an interview? Hannah, do you want a picture? Hannah, are you breathing?
I was kind of being loud to try to see if he could hear it. Like, Hannah, do you want a picture?
And you have a picture with him, so you had to talk to him then. How did you get a picture with him?
So then, finally, after I blew it. So after I missed the opportunity when he was standing directly, I thought I literally screwed up my entire life. No more chances for me. There's a video we're about to post, and there's a clip of me where I literally am contemplating my life. I'm laying on a couch because I was so mad at myself. I was like, Hannah, I could have gotten my picture with the one person I wanted to meet, like my celebrity person I love. And I thought I blew it. I was like, okay, I need to risk it for the biscuit. If I'm doing it, I'm doing it. So then I walk up right to the barriers as they're putting them up. I lean over the fence and I go, Riley? And he started looking at me and I was doing signal for picture, but he was just doing thumbs up. And I was like, no, picture. So he walked over to me, took a picture. And I was like, I'm sorry to be annoying. He's like, no, you're fine. Took a picture. But then honestly, I was really upset because I was like, damn it, there's a fence.
The fence went. The fence only went up to her waist.
I didn't so like you didn't
get
the
to,
fence.
So you didn't get to rub
yeah,
up on it.
Yeah, she started texting us being like, I just don't feel fulfilled from this experience. There's a fence between us in the picture. And I literally go, unfortunately, Hannah, you're going to have to get over
it. I didn't care. I was mad about this damn fence. I felt like it wasn't a real experience because there was a fence separating us. So then I had to wait around all day. Basically, I got to meet him again, and it was a way better experience. There was no fence, and I got to talk to him more.
So you waited around even longer for what? How did you meet him again?
The tour bus again.
What? I'm confused.
Outside of his tour bus.
So you just waited
after the concert.
You just waited to take another picture?
Yes.
Like, hey, Riley, it's me again?
Yeah,
that's actually
yeah.
what she said to him.
Yeah,
it's
me again.
Oh yeah, we're definitely considered. We're,
yeah, I'm a psycho, but I did get to meet him, and...
And you got a second picture?
Without a fence.
Without a fence. So I am fulfilled now. I'm very fulfilled and happy. And we're going to post a video with all the clips and all the pictures.
All of this going down and her actually meeting Riley Green. Do we think that there's a connection?
No.
Do we think that Hannah is considered a stalker, and now that she's going to get blocked by security.
Right.
You judge for yourself when you see this video.
Oh, man, that was great. And damn, I'm really crazy listening back to that.
Yeah, so your favorite moment on the show was when you took a picture with Riley Greene.
Within the span of 24 hours, I got two separate hugs from Riley Greene.
Kind of. There was a fence in between you, apparently.
One fence hug and one, like, real, I ran up to him and hugged him. I should have jumped on him.
I would hope that's your favorite moment because you were there for, what, like 8 hours?
Yeah, stalking him. And then,
guys,
he liked our Instagram post, which was just the cherry on top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was crazy. So let me recap. All of 2024, all of these crazy things that happened, your 2024 came down to 3 seconds. A hug from Riley Greene.
Yes, he's that hot. I get it.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
If you plan on DMing Jelly Roll anytime soon, it might take him a while to reply because he revealed that he plans to entirely get rid of his cell phone in the year 2025. So he shared this on his wife Bunny's podcast, and he said it's really about managing stress. And he said this maybe isn't the healthiest way to do it, but I can confidently tell people I'm not going to have a phone all of 2025. I was getting to a point where I was getting hundreds and hundreds of text messages a day, and I was just overwhelmed. Then when I would finally sit down to go back through them, I would just feel like such a bad human for missing them. I was carrying a lot of guilt. The phone was causing me so much guilt. And he also added in that despite like loved ones like understanding that he had a busy schedule, he still felt so stressed out by knowing that people were trying to contact him and he just couldn't get back to them.
Ed Sheeran had talked about, he did something similar to this. He like got rid of a phone, just had a flip phone. He went traveling with his wife for like over a year, took a break, and he loved it. Loved the experience of it. Second thing that popped in my head though is think about where Jelly Roll is in his career that he can do that. Because back in the day, he was probably dying and watching every message he got, trying to get a record label to respond to him, trying to get people to listen to his music, because that's how it feels when you're trying to make it in the industry. Now he's at a point of like, I've made it. I can take a break from it all because it's too much. That shows you how full circle Jelly Roll's journey has been, where he actually doesn't need a phone because he gets to call whoever he wants and they're going to pick up his phone calls.
I also I full-heartedly believe that Jelly Roll will accomplish this. I looked into it, and this isn't Jelly Roll's first time, like, going without a phone. He says, like, you know, he's gone 6 or 7 months without one before. There's even a video of him throwing his phone into a river. Like, it's just not important to him. But also, it's just Jelly Roll, and he clearly, like, sticks to what he says and what he means. He also was Jelly Rolling himself by being motivating and shared, I just want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better human, and I want to be a better artist. I realize the phone does not help me with any of that stuff I actually want to be.
You know, he is someone who's battled addiction and is winning. He's someone who's battled weight loss and is winning. And there is an addiction to the cell phone. And it just seems like another accomplishment for Jelly Roll. Good for that dude. Yeah.
Happy for him. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, I need someone to help me out with this because I don't know anything about this world, but I keep seeing the numbers 444 just popping up everywhere, and it's freaking me out. Does it have any meaning, or am I just like, it's just a coincidence? 314-531-9898, and I blame you, Hannah, just so you know.
Why?
And I'll tell you why it's really freaking me out is because it is Hannah's fault. It was during a Hollywood hashtag during Liam Payne's death that you said his girlfriend and him would always use 444 as like their thing. And ever since that moment of Liam Payne's death, which is now like 2-3 months ago, I've been seeing 444 pop up like crazy. It's constant. And I'll tell you when it first happened, and it freaks me out, is when we lost Jen Myers. And so we lost Jen. And I got a phone call. I remember looking at my phone. I'm like, oh, my God, it's like 444. We just talked about Liam Payne's death on the show. And Hannah was just saying that him and his girlfriend used to do the, like, this was like a sign. It was meaningful to them. And then, like, I got a phone call from, like, one of the big bosses. Like, oh, you know, what's the game plan for Jen's, you know, honoring Jen. What are you guys going to do on the show? And I was like, wow, that was weird. I was literally just looking at the 444 thinking that's weird. And then thinking about death with Jen. And then I got a phone call about Jen's death.
Wow.
And it freaked me out. And so then I just started noticing it everywhere I go. And now I'm freaking out. Like something bad is going to happen. Like someone important to me or close to me is going to die.
Okay. So
that's what I'm honestly thinking. I don't know why.
Honestly, I think it's valid for you to feel that.
When really? Else,
yeah. No. No.
Thank you, Kevin and AB.
When else have you noticed it?
All the time. It is literally all the time with clocks, signs. I'm like, oh my God, ever since this for the last 2-3 months. And so at first I was like,
look at all this bad luck you've been having.
Yeah, maybe that's what.
Okay, I looked it up.
Okay.
The number 444.
I haven't looked it up because I don't want to know, so I don't know if I'm ready for this moment.
No, it's not a bad thing.
You swear to God?
Yes. Okay. It says, it's a message from your angels that you're on the right track and that they are there to support you.
Oh, wow. See, that gives
that's probably one version. Yeah, there's probably another one that's like, your time is ticking.
So that's it. Thank God, because I don't feel like I'm on the right path. So maybe that's what I keep seeing, like all this bad.
And it talks a lot about progressing in your career.
Really?
Yes. Look at that.
Well, Ken, I feel like I'm going nowhere, yeah. People. So
it does not mean death. Someone just texted in and said 444 is the beginning of my phone number. You want to call me? And I just looked, and that is. Their phone number is 444.
Oh, nice. No, I
maybe they have something to tell you.
Yeah. Like a psychic. Call. Like, hi, you will die on this day. But that's what I've been associated. And I'll tell you why. I knew I wanted to talk about it on the air when I got to a point where I'm like living in panic mode. So my son, I don't know if I could even find it, maybe. My son made this cute video for my wife. And it literally is the cutest video. I'll play it for you guys, even live over the air.
Mom, I miss you. And I know that you're there, and I know that I'll see you in the morning, and Dad showed me some pictures of you, so I know you're there, Mom, and I love you.
So he said, Mom, Dad showed me some pictures of you, and I know that you're there, and I love you, and I walked out of the room and I was putting her down. And my wife's like, oh my God, I saved that message. It's the cutest thing ever. And I said, Katie, I have a problem because all I kept thinking in my head was, is this a sign that you're not going to be here, that I'm going to be showing pictures?
That was a weird video to me.
Okay, yeah. It freaked me out. That's what so I'm like, I got to talk about this because I think this 444 thing means something bad's about to happen. And I'm like scared out of my mind. So I was just curious if anyone else has ever experienced anything like this. Is this a bad sign? Because it has now freaked me the F out. I'm scared out of my mind because of it.
Well, I was going to say,
feel like there's a lot of people out there who know stuff about like angel numbers and signs. And like, I don't know if this is like going along with the retrograde or I don't know what the hell, but it's scary. I'm a little scared for you, Brett.
Really? See, AB made me feel like maybe, because I have been going through a lot, that God is like, and there's like
it's
angels.
It's probably just God being like, I'm supporting you.
Yeah, like hanging in there. Because you even posted something yesterday that I felt like was meaningful. It was like, what did you post on your Insta story, AB? It was like saying like, although you might not know it, things are happening. And even though you might not see the battles taking place, good things are happening. I was like,
yeah, while you're waiting, God is still working.
Yeah, because I feel like I've been waiting for a while. I've been in the waiting room, but then God like forgot about me. Yeah.
Well, God, maybe you can send a different sign because this one's a little confusing and scary.
Is it confusing? Does anyone know anything about these repeating numbers? Is it a good sign or a bad sign? Should I be worried? 314-531-9898. I'm freaking out and I need your help. We are commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. Ever since Hannah was talking about it during the Hollywood hashtag about Liam Payne's death, and his girlfriend at the time was saying that they used the numbers 444. It was like a sign for them. And even she used like the hashtag on her message to Liam Payne's death when she like talked about like her dealing with the grief. She put 444. And ever since, I've been noticing it everywhere. Oh my God, it's been popping up. And so I wanted to know, am I screwed? Is this a sign that like death is going to be happening in my life? Is it a sign that I should be worried about? Because I don't really know anything about these like repeating numbers. Or is it just like a coincidence? Like, Brett, you're freaking out for no reason. 314-531-9898. Reagan, I don't know much about the 444 stuff. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, so my dad got spine surgery and was in the hospital for like 2 months, And 444 is like angel number for protection. And I have a necklace that I would wear. And when he was in the hospital, I gave it to him. And then like a week later, he was out of the hospital walking on his own. And
wow.
So I feel like you could be getting a sign from someone you love, that like an angel, that they're protecting you and you're on the right path.
See, interesting.
That's an extreme positive response.
That
that's
is.
Awesome.
You know what's so weird about this? Like, and it, sometimes it's, things are just coincidental. Okay, I have my own doubts on things. I'm weird like that. But it's interesting. Reagan called in about the 444 as being a symbol of protection, and literally, AB and I covered a lot in our carpool. We're carpool buddies. But I just told AB the turning point in my mom's life was her spine surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like the angel of protection, Reagan calls in and talks about spine surgery and I have an angel of protection. So I'll take it on all of those coincidences all being lining up, because I will take that instead of like something bad happening to me. Martha, is this 444 something I should be worried about? And shouldn't I keep seeing it everywhere?
Absolutely not. My mother-in-law, 444 was her lucky number, and she passed away in 2004, and we had her memorial service on 444, and both my children went out and got 444 tattoos, and my son is a Sunset Hills police officer, and he has a tattoo in her memory that has a pocket watch on it timed to 444. Whoa. It was always her lucky number. She carried Buckeyes everywhere she went. She was very spiritual, and it was just a lucky thing for her.
Should I honestly feel like as this year comes to a close, my wife and I were talking about like everything feels so chaotic. Like with our basement being flooded, we're living in like 700 square feet. We're just like confined to these three or four rooms as we have to fix all this stuff up. I talked about it last week on the show. Like my car got broken into, so I don't even have a vehicle. We're missing one of our vehicles. And so maybe because I feel like the stress couldn't be any higher and my back couldn't be farther against the wall, I'm getting some kind of signs like you're still on the right path, mm-hmm. hang in there, and that's what these 444s are popping up, is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I'm going to go get one as well, because the beginning of the year I was taking Mounjaro, not for weight loss, and I got severely sick, ended up in the hospital.
My husband
came to see me, got in a car accident. They said had he not gotten the car accident, he had less than 24 hours to live because his colon had erupted and he just thought it was a kidney stone.
We are both back
100%. He was out of work for 5 months. We are both back to work. We are 100%. Our life is on the right track. We have a great support system.
And holy cow.
I definitely think that my mother-in-law is watching over me and my family.
Guys, when I come back from New Year's in 2025, I'm going to have a 444 tattooed on my face like Post Malone.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jelly roll that up.
Yeah.
Jelly
roll that up. That's what we're going to be. Martha and I are going to be 444 jelly rolled up.
Yes.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's talk about what's trending. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. I'll give a headline and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or she'll say tell me more just based off the trending headline. We'll cover everything that's trending in the next 2 minutes, or at least we'll read some headlines that are trending. Like StubHub's released their most in-demand events and artists of 2024.
Ooh, who are we all going to see? I'm guessing Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift was number one global artist who people wanted to go and see. Number two might surprise you. Zach Bryan was number two.
Ooh, not anymore. Not for 2025.
And then Adele was number three. So Zach Bryan finished over Adele, over Sabrina Carpenter, over Olivia Rodrigo, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, crazy. Breakthrough artist number one was Sabrina Carpenter. Number two was Teddy Swims on the list. Those were the most in-demand events and people that people were talking about. Only thing that is more annoying than people having sex on a bus.
Keep moving.
What?
You don't want to know what's more annoying than people rank this?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot more annoying than that.
Oh, so you'd be cool with someone having sex on a bus?
I mean, it wouldn't be like the final straw for me.
Okay, like just sit on the bus. You're like, all right. Like playing music loudly. More annoying or person having sex next to you?
Next to you. I don't know.
The next to you is a little...
That's when they're on a bus.
If they're in the bathroom, that's fine.
In the bathroom on the bus?
Yeah, that's fine. What does that bother me?
What bus bathroom? Like, it's like a bus that you take around the city. Whoa. We got like a tour bus. What kind of bus do you take around the city? Tour bus. Like,
there's lots of different types of buses. There's a party bus. That definitely happens.
Number one most annoying thing was playing music way too loud. They found you more annoying. They would rather you play your music. Like, you
don't
can
be
have,
that person.
You can have sex next to me on the bus, but don't have. Yes. Don't play your music too loudly. pop culture moments that in a decade will be a decade old in 2025.
What?
Okay. Star Wars Returns, The Force Awakens turns a decade old.
Crazy. I know.
Wow.
The peach and eggplant emoji became popular for sexting.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been around for over a decade now.
Is that like the same era as Netflix and chill?
I don't know when Netflix and chill became popular.
I feel like it was around then.
Uptown Funk is a decade old. Whoa. Left Shark went popular to the Super Bowl is a decade
Left
old.
Left Shark?
Yeah, from Katy Perry.
He's the only person I follow on Twitter.
Left Shark?
Yes.
What a legend.
And he only posts on Super Bowl day.
Yeah, well, he's a decade old now. That's yeah, crazy. Right. Zayn Malik left One Direction a decade ago.
Wow.
And the highest grossing tour a decade ago was Taylor Swift, 1989.
Well,
and she's still going strong.
There.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
So this is what we're going to do on the show. We're going to rank who we think had the Mount Rushmore, the four biggest names of 2024. I will go first on this because I think it's a no-brainer. I don't really know how anyone else, we could just fill in everyone else's because I don't know how anyone else could even debate this. And I actually put my Mount Rushmore, who had the biggest years, in order, actually, from like the fourth biggest year to the biggest and best year. And if you want to text in your Mount Rushmore, who you think had the four biggest years or the four biggest names of 2024, you can text us at 314-531-9898. Coming in at number four, Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone knew who she was last year. And just
I saw her 3 years ago.
Took off. Like, huge, huge year for her. Yeah. Hater or lover, I think 2024, fourth biggest person of the year.
Lover music, hater personality.
Yep.
Coming in at number three is Sabrina Carpenter for me.
Three?
Three. I think the other two are no-brainers, can't even argue it, debate it. And I think Sabrina Carpenter, just, again, awesome year. Number two, cannot argue it, cannot debate it. Biggest career year, maybe, than anyone else, other than Taylor Swift, and I feel like she could be on the year every year, is Kendrick Lamar. Biggest song on the planet, made the most money of any song.
Kevin crossed my mind.
Kevin's like, hell yeah.
Beat Drake.
He's not like us.
Kevin's favorite song.
Yeah.
And this dude is playing the Super Bowl. Like, career-wise, Kendrick Lamar couldn't have had a bigger year. Super Bowl's the most
not
coveted.
Over Sabrina Carpenter.
I couldn't care less about him.
That's you guys, but you can't argue that the guy's playing the Super Bowl.
Not over Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter wasn't even mentioned for the Super Bowl.
So she still was mentioned. She literally came from ground up in 1 year. Kendrick Lamar's always been on people's radars.
Guy battled
about
Drake.
About time he's made it to the damn Super Bowl. He's probably been trying for 15 years straight.
Biggest song of the year. Don't think you can argue the biggest career came from Kendrick Lamar. This is number one in 2024. I think it comes full circle. Like when you talk about this person had an awesome year. Nominated for Oscars, nominated for Emmys, so both sides of their acting career. Then, on top of it, has huge financial success in the business side of things, and then tops the year off, rubbing it in our faces, eating Taco Bell, and getting engaged, Selena Gomez.
Biggest, I thought you were going to say Ariana Grande.
No.
Yeah.
I think
Taylor Swift isn't on your list?
I didn't think. I just feel like Taylor Swift
owned last year,
and she could be on it for every year.
Taylor Swift is Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, right. And so I felt like if you were going to, like, 2023, would you have given it to Taylor? And so I put Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Kendrick Lamar, Selena Gomez. AB, who do you have?
Okay, so I had Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I also had Sabrina Carpenter, obviously. But I also had Ariana Grande.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Who I predicted at this time last year would be like one of the top people of this year. And I got that right.
Very
just
true.
With everything Wicked.
I was surprised.
It's Wicked.
When you said that, the only thing I thought about with her is she's not well liked. And
but
I think this movie changed it a little bit.
Yeah. It even changed it for me. I didn't really like her as a person before, but then I saw the movie and I'm like, well, she's talented, so I don't really care.
I just think even if you don't like her, like, I'm not a fan of Ariana Grande, but she's everywhere. I mean, she still is in every store, every TV, like just everywhere. You can't escape her. She's so big.
And then my fourth one, I can't not say this, Charli XCX.
Yeah, oh, Brett yeah, Summer.
Brett Summer, obviously.
What the hell? Yeah,
not Mount Rushmore worthy, but it was Brett Summer for a lot of people, including AB.
Yes.
All right, Hannah, who do you have that's different? So you had Sabrina Carpenter.
I had Sabrina Carpenter, and then my other three are different. You guys are going to think I'm whack, but I think all around, these people did have big years. First being Megan Maroney. I think she's gained so much popularity.
Who?
The country singer. She's a country singer, and I think a lot of young women really geared towards her. Her music gained a lot of popularity. She had a lot of like viral TikTok
moments.
Yeah,
I know like one song.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting pick for the win the year. All right.
Dancing with the Stars. I know that's not necessarily a person, but I think the entire show gained so much fame, and I think it will continue to be super popular. I mean, it took
continue,
over all
it's like
of,
50th season.
I know, this but is, this like revamped it.
This broke records.
Yeah,
it did have the most ratings it's ever had.
Every single episode kept breaking the record before it.
I just don't even remember who won it.
Joey, obviously.
Yeah,
he's so cute.
Joey and Jenna. Okay, my last one, you guys are definitely going to freak out. I think who had a really big year was Barstool Podcast. I think those really blew up. Dave Portnoy, Brianna Chicken Fry. They've got so much love, hate, cancellation, brought back, canceled again. Just super popular. Everybody's super invested
and
in their
like
drama
this is
and in their
the
business.
Last year it will be popular.
Yep,
like
I agree too.
Yeah.
You don't think it'll be continuing? I think Barstool.
One of their biggest podcasts is. They already announced their ending.
Yeah, so
I just feel like those guys, they know what they're doing. They do. They run a good business. I do think that's a good pick. I actually do think it really got put on the map. They run a good, I think it'll be around.
Yeah, so mine, Sabrina, obviously is on there. Shaboozy, hello.
Shaboozy's a good pick, yeah.
He's crossing generations and
great,
everything. You
great
know? I mean,
pick.
Genres and everything.
Yeah, that was arguably one of the biggest songs too, like Kendrick, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
With Deadpool.
I thought about him, yeah.
He brought Marvel back with Deadpool.
Good pick.
And like it or not, he was Times Man of the Year. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He had a year.
Yeah, good call.
Mm-hmm.
He had a year.
That was interesting.
Good, bad, ugly, all of it.
Who would be on yours? How Y98's Pick Your Present works is if someone gets a present wrong, it reveals what's inside the present, makes it easier for you to match. So people getting them wrong has been helping you. How Pick Your Present works is essentially a match game. Tim, we have one present left. So this should be really easy, or you have a chance to completely screw it up. So everyone listening right now is like, does Tim, has he been paying attention? Does he know which present has, which two presents match and has the winning, last winning present inside? Do you know, Tim?
Yes, I do.
All right, Tim, okay. What present do you want us to open up?
I'm going to go with number eight.
Number eight.
Number eight. Lush gift sets and experience the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra Young Friends membership.
Tim, Lush gift set. Anyone in particular you want to win this for?
Oh, my daughter.
All right. So dad of the year, about to be it. Can you hit the game-winning shot here, Tim? What present do you want us to open up?
Number nine.
Number nine. Lush gift sets and experience the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra Young Friends membership.
There it goes.
That clears the board. So many awesome presents handed out from West County Center. And Tim, you are our last winner. Congratulations on your Lush gift set.
Oh, thank you very much.
Man, we gave away so much cool stuff. So four packs, diamonds, Lego sets, something
AirPods.
For everyone. AirPods. On cloud running shoes. Tim, you are our last winner, but thank you, West County Center, for making Pick Your Present awesome. Thank you for playing along with us every single day on the Brett Maga Show.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
I was on my phone the other day and was completely disgusted because everywhere I looked, there were nasty and shameful comments geared at actress Sydney Sweeney over her body image. Some stupid little Nimrod paparazzi snuck pictures of her in her backyard in a swimsuit and they went super viral. And all I could think was, this is giving like early 2000s tabloid and I'm not here for it. Like I just, as much as I think we progress in like humanity and social media, when stuff like this happens, I feel like it just like brings us right back. Like, come on.
It seems like classic cliche jealous body shamers. Like, Sydney Sweeney is known for her body. Like,
right, yeah.
Which is ridiculous because she should be known for more. But that is what literally people always talk about. It's like, oh my God, she's a sex symbol. She's naked in Euphoria. She's known
for being attractive, and then a bunch of trolls go out there saying, look at her, she's not attractive. Like, that's when someone's known for something that, and then you knock them for it, it just means you're mad that you're not that.
Right, it's stupid.
Yeah,
but
it's ridiculous.
I was proud of my girl Sydney Sweeney because she addressed this and kind of did it in a different approach than I feel like we've seen before. She posted a minute-long video on her Instagram that starts with just like a slew of different screenshots of the hate messages. And then at the end of the video, it showed a compilation of Sydney doing workouts for her new role in the Christy Martin biopic. So she's like, she's grinding it out. She's going crazy. And all the comments are saying, like, you should hit the gym. Like, you look so uncomfortable and, like, just terrible things. And so then she, like, beat back the haters at the end of the video. And she didn't put a caption on the video. She didn't blur out the usernames of the people that gave her hate comments. She just let it rip. And I'm there for that.
You know, the other thing that I, like, love about the video, too, is, like, all these, you know, trolls. Like, it's a weird angle, too. Like, she looks, she's jacked. And it's like, why don't you flip your phone around and get it on selfie mode and then tell me you're going to troll someone. Like, it is such a, I don't know.
Really, I just think, like, let's literally look at any of the trolls and have them get paparazzi in their backyard. And, and then let's talk.
Yeah,
like, this has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Maga Show. 20% of people call this person once a week.
I'm going to say that they call their coworker once a week.
Got to call a coworker
at least once. I call mine like 1,000.
Deal with some business. When you refer to your coworker, you're talking about AB.
Right.
Okay. 20% of people call this person once a week.
Kev. Gosh, you know, I immediately thought of their mother, but then I went, you know what? No, I bet you it's a lawyer. I bet you they call their lawyer.
Oh, that's scary.
Dang.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with their mom.
All right. Mom's up for grabs. No one got it correct. 20% of people call this person once a week. You might be surprised and maybe even laugh a little when you hear who it is. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.